This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. His name is Dmitry Salchev, and he has a brand new book called Bridge of Pain, How My Life Became a Roller Coaster. Dmitry, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Well, thank you for having me, Zach. It's a huge joy to be here in your show. It's really the feeling you have in your first book on media, on the stores. It's ineffable. It's a wonderful feeling.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Well, we're glad to have you here. We are glad to have you on the station. Before this, I know you were talking about you're a big fan of the station now, which is pretty cool. So I appreciate that as well. So thank you for coming on to the Zach Feldman Show here on Z Radio Live. I want to ask you, though, all about this book called A Bridge of Pain, How My Life Became a Roller Coaster. So honestly, the first question I guess I have to ask you is, how did your life become a roller coaster? What happened?
Oh, man. Well, there is a lot of stuff that had to go before that. I mean, the whole book, when it starts, something happened to me in my life, like I was about to die. Like, that's the first page of the book, like how I was about to die, you know, like I was unconscious. I'm not going to reveal like much details,
okay,
but I'm just going to, I was about to die in my country, Bulgaria. I end up with, thinking about getting to coming to America as an immigrant. I was explained there in the book. Everything is explained, like how I came here. I was kicked out with a lot of jobs, like a really good job there, and I was really frustrated though, you know, because there was no reason why I was being kicked out, you know, I came here in 2014 in April.
Yeah.
It was really, my life was, I was a pretty healthy man. Like, I was 25 when I came here. And I was, you know, I started my boxing career. I was, I explained that in my book. I get really into it. Like, I met a bunch of people, like big names in boxing in Chicago, Illinois. One of them is Donovan George. Everyone can Google him. He's a IBO champion in 2012, I think. I was really good in the boxing. I was about to become a pro, you know. And I was training. I had like dozens of fights. And then something happened in my life. Like, I was, I lost my fight, one of my last fights, I lost it. And then, they told me that they had a concussion. And I have like this sweat chills like every night. You know, I was feeling really sick, you know, and I was thinking that, it was this concussion, you know. I went to see a doctor, a friend of mine, told me about this doctor, a Bulgarian doctor, and I went to see him. You know, I saw actually his daughter, and they told me that everything, it's a symptoms of this concussion, you know. Mm-hmm. But then things became even worse. My health condition became really deteriorating. You know, it was really bad. My toes were so swollen. It's like they're like a bunch of bees were, you know, like sting me really bad.
And this was from boxing, right? This was from you boxing?
No, well, that was what I thought. It happened at the same time. So that's what I thought. At first, right off the bat, we thought that there was a concussion. Mm-hmm. So I had these big toes, and then I said, no, I have to go to the ER, because things is going, getting worse. So I went to the ER, and they told me they took a bunch of blood tests, and they made a bunch, you know, they wanted to see what's going on, because apparently I wasn't doing okay. I had like a lot of respiratory issues. Mm-hmm. I had like a lot of shortness of breath, And they told me, the doctors, they told me when they took me to the ER, they told me that, they told me, boy, we need to have to do an open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what does that mean? You know, I was like, what does that mean, open heart surgery? You know, it completely, that thing changed my life, you know? And that's like, actually, this is what I'm talking about. That's like the middle of the book.
Yeah.
Like that's what the really.
So I want to ask you about, you know, immigrating into, yeah, you know, America. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a long process. So tell us a little bit about, you know, doing that legally and getting here and kind of figuring out your life when you got here.
Well, I wanted to come here as a student, and I came here as a student. I was in university, a grad university in my born city, Plovdiv. And I came here as a student, and I wanted to continue my, because I came here as an internship student. It wasn't easy. I had to go to the American embassy in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria. I had to speak with the consulate. I had to get all these bunch of documents and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't easy. It was a process that took me like 6 or 7 months. You know, I had to go to different entities. That was a different roller coaster too. It was like frustration, you know, going back and forth. Take this bus, take the other bus. You know, go there, go there. It was a crazy. Yeah, it wasn't easy for me to come here. You know.
But why did you pick America? Why did you want to immigrate to America?
Well, I've heard a lot of good stories about this country. I actually tried first to go to Denmark, and I said that in my book. I tried to go first in Denmark, but the guy who was working in the agency who was organizing this internship programs, he told me that he can't make that for Denmark. And he said, I have an open spot for America. And I said, okay. All right. So it's happened spontaneously. You know, it wasn't like the biggest dream for me to come here, but then I had the chance, you know, I took a chance, you know, I had the opportunity, and I said, okay, let me think about it. And then, I had a chance and I decided to come here.
And you decided to take it and you succeeded to come here too. I mean, it's just so interesting because like a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people nowadays, they just want to get out of this country. You know, they don't even want to be here, you know, from all the politics and all that other stuff. So it's just awesome to hear somebody, you know, saying like, you know, they've had struggle in their own country. You know, they want to come over here and they want to start a new life. You know, is that what you kind of saw America as, kind of like starting off a new life, new chapter?
Yes, exactly. That was actually explained in my book. I wanted to come here and start a new life because I was really mad. I was really fed up with our politicians in my country. I'm telling you straight, you know, like the politicians in my country, they're really bad, man. Like they're hitting the highest point, man. Like, it couldn't go wronger. It couldn't go worse than that. So, To me, it's a blessing to be here in America, because I have this, you have these opportunities. Still, you have these opportunities that you can do whatever you want. You can do a business. You can do. You can go to school. You have these opportunities. In my country, there is not such opportunities there. I'm talking about for young people. I'm talking about for people who want to succeed. People who want to have a career. You know, and there is not a lot of opportunity there. So. That's a big difference, you know, and everybody who came from Europe, you know, they, I see a lot of people are actually from Europe. They came here and we kind of praise the chance that we have here.
And I just wish that, you know, I feel like so many people who are born here would appreciate the fact that they're born here too, you know, because it's just such a great place to, you know, live, where you can basically do anything you want and not have so much repercussion, because like there's so much out there that, you know, it just doesn't even compare to the United States. Was it difficult for you to kind of create this book? Because I know before you created a book that was more of just kind of like a fun, you know, creative story. And now this is sort of your autobiography. Was it challenging for you to kind of get the pieces out there and feel like you, you know, this is what I want to push out there for people to hear?
Oh yeah, that was the biggest challenge. And I explained everything in the book that, cause when it came here, when it touched down here, like in April 2014, mm-hmm. I couldn't even knew she had a word in English because I was kind of introvert, you know, I was kind of a bashful, I was kind of shy to speak, you know. We in Bulgaria, we study English in the schools, like as a mandatory subject, but we don't study in the really higher level. Like we have some kind of a basic level. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, I couldn't even, like I'm telling you straight, they took me to I was working on the farms, and the manager of the farm, he met me in the airport, and he took me to the Burger King to eat something, you know. And when I jumped there, I couldn't even say what I wanted. You know, I had to point it out and give me number one or just one or something. I couldn't even say what I needed, you know. So to make everything, because I did it on my own, you know, the whole book was done by myself, and it took me a while. It took like a huge effort. You need to be diligent. You need to be. You need to have this discipline to work every day. You know, and that's what I like. You know, I find out that I'm really passionate about English. I can read every day today. Like I read every day, and I. Every word that I don't know, I had to write it down and had to study. I have like, now it's 5 different textbooks and they're all filled up with words, treasuries, you know, and I study all these words every day, you know.
No, that's amazing. And that's really great that you are able to, you know, you've kind of reformed yourself and now you live in a country that's free and you're kind of away from all that bad stuff too. I mean, what advice do you have for those who are, you know, are trying to come to this country legally and, you know, they're just trying to get away from where their living situation is right now, where they're dealing with, you know, a horrible government, or they're just dealing with, you know, crime, war, anything that's going on in their country that they just want to flee and go somewhere. What's the advice you have for them?
Well, I will tell them that America is a great opportunity even nowadays. Everyone can do everything that they can in their own countries. Like for instance, I'm giving you a straight example. You can't publish a book in your country the way I publish it here, like self-publishing. You know, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. There's no options like that. Unless you can't do that. There is no option. They don't even know the word of that. So there is a lot of stuff in America that you can do. Like, do you have to work? You have to work and you're going to be okay. Yeah. You're going to be okay. You're going to, you can succeed. If you have if you think about your dreams, if you work every day, you can succeed here. Mm-hmm. And you can have everything here, you know, as soon as you jump here, it's just, as soon as you came here, we have this opportunity to have a cars, you know, to get a houses, to get a job, to get to the education, you know, you got these opportunities. Yes, in Europe, you have opportunities there too to get into the school, but then it's hard to get a job. It's tough to get a job. Here, it's really easy to get a job. I mean, it's easier, you know, it's mm-hmm. easier comparing to Europe. So I would say that everyone who wants to come here is just, it still has these opportunities that you don't have in Europe, let's say particularly in Europe, because I'm from Europe. So.
Well, Dimitri, seriously, I'm so happy, you know, you're better now. And I'm so glad you're able to share this book too with those who need it, those who need to, you know, hear your story and hear about, you know, the struggles that you went through too, just to get here into America. Again, the book is called The Bridge of Pain, How My Life Became a Roller Coaster. Dimitri, where can people find you and where can people find the book?
So the book you can find on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and the, most of the physical bookstores, the pretty much everywhere, Google Play, if you're Google my name, you can find it pretty much everywhere. Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, that's the biggest bookstores that I'm working with. It will be, they should be, the book has to be the most physical bookstores in the entire country. The paperback versions, I have the hardcover version, and I have the ebook version. I'm working on it to do an audiobook too. It's going to take a little time. It's kind of a process, and I'm still working with my, I still work with a lot of different stuff on my hands. So I'm going to be, I hope that I'm going to have my audiobook versions too. I'm working on it too.
Awesome. Well, Dimitri, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the book. Again, it's called Bridge of Pain, How My Life Became a Roller Coaster. Dimitri, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for having me on your show.
Anytime. The Webzy Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back and more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.